Very good morning and welcome to Voices of Diversity with me, Suzanne Radford, and my co-host as always, cross-cultural psychologist Samine Shaheen. Good morning to you, Samine.
Good morning, Suzanne.
And I must say assalamu alaikum to our guest for the next 2 hours, and that is Ali Al-Saloom. Ask Ali. Good morning to you.
Good morning to both of you and to all of those who are listening to us.
Now, Ali's here this morning to take your questions on 4001, or you can tweet at Suzanne Radford, or you can follow Ali on Twitter.
Ask Ali.
Ask Ali. There it's nice and simple. Anything you've ever wanted to know about Emirati culture, about those people living here in the UAE, and particularly what we're talking about today, Samine, with regards to diversity and how maybe the Emirati culture has been affected by diversity, by expatriates living here in the UAE.
Fascinating, absolutely. And we always refer to, you know, this diverse population, cultural mixes that exist here. But really, it would be so interesting from an Emirati point of view, from someone who is an expert in this field and has helped really to transfer knowledge and to spread the knowledge of Emirati culture and what it means. One of the things we always hear is that we don't have that much contact with Emirati culture, or that it's not so accessible. But it's nice to see how the diverse population is a part of Emirati culture. So we're not just talking about things that are purely Emirati, but the fact that this diversity has now changed and the Emirati culture has evolved as a process of that. Maybe, Ali, you have picked up certain habits from the expats. Expats have picked up certain habits from the Emirati, you know, the friends that they have, people that they mix with. So really fascinating for us to hear that angle of it too.
So that's part of our conversation this morning. We're also going to be finding out about the Abu Dhabi Book Fair. Ali is there this week. He was there also in the last few days, apart from yesterday, because you were at the races for the Dubai World Cup. And Ali has a new book that we'll be finding out. It's all about the internet, internetism, and how to create wealth in the internet economy. So we'll be finding out about that. And also his work with the environment. Of course, Ali is the environmental ambassador, raising awareness for the Abu Dhabi Environmental Group. And we'll be getting, in fact, let's start with that, because it was Earth Hour yesterday, last evening. So did you switch off your electrical appliances? It was between 8:30 and 9:30 last evening. So what's your involvement then with Earth Hour? I think you've got a, we touched on this last week, Sammy, didn't we, with
That's regards
to the WWF and their campaign this year, raising awareness, and there's a kind of I dare you, you dare me scenario going on. So let us know what you're up to, Ali.
Well, first of all, alaikum salam alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for having me again. Always a great honor. Well, you know, it's been like a great journey going through the environment, you know, work that I've been involved in. And it's been such a great honor as well to be approached by the WWF and in cooperation with the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi to be involved in the various environmental initiatives that has been conducted here in the country and in the region. And as we all know, yesterday was the Earth Hour, but it's not, you know, I hope people, when they hear the Earth Hour, they think it was only from 8:30 to 9:30 and that's about it.
Oh, that's it. Finished.
That's what I get some tweets.
We don't need to care about the Earth anymore.
People were like tweeting, it's like, oh my God, did I just miss it? I'm like, no, you never miss it. There's always a time. There's, you know, it's every single hour. So I think the great effort by all the team of the WWF and the people involved from the Environment Agency and everybody really who's involved as an environment activist is to, you know, to be participating in getting the big, you know, entities such as, you know, big buildings and, you know, those with the consumption with a lot of lights and so on, is to actually shut down the lights for about an hour, as well as those who are at their houses. It was kind of great. I was retweeting every single person who tweeted about their home, how it was, you know, shut down from the lights and so on. So everybody to get involved in participating in such an event. But personally, I've been involved with the WWF with the challenge. It's called, you know, I Will If You Will. And basically, I mean, I hope, sometimes I feel like I hope that nobody will accept it, because the challenge is basically if everybody simply replace their plastic bags with an eco-friendly bag, I will stop using my phones. I mean, the all of them, the three ones that I tweet from and Facebook and so on, for 72 hours. Now, we have to get about 10,000 people. If they submit their acceptance to the challenge, then I'll just stop doing that. So along with other great, you know, ambassadors of the program. So everybody's doing the same. And it's just to encourage people to do it. So in one way, I'm like, you know, hopefully everybody will submit and we'll get involved. But in a little bit, I'm like, I hope not, you know.
Because and also, some might say, well, 3 days without your phone, that's okay. That's not too difficult. That's not too much of a challenge. But I think the fact that you have three phones in the first place tells us something, about how much you use a phone.
It's a suicide if you don't, if you don't use a phone, you know, for a whole day. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
But last week we were also talking about pro-environmental behavior, Suzanne, weren't we? That any kind of behavior in relation to the environment affects not only the person, not their character, their personality, but the environment. So going beyond just the hour, picking up a habit or promising or committing to a particular act, which eventually becomes habituated, becomes part of your daily activities and your habits, and then that's the sort of ripple effect that we're looking for, right?
100%. I always say, always, your goal should not be just goal. It should be habits. You should be working every day the same thing on it. So I remember how my parents, you know, will always at home will say whenever we leave the room, for example, it was a habit from there. My mom and dad is always, you know, did you shut your own AC off? Did you turn off your lights, you know, in the room? And it's just amazing. I'm like, I'm just going back. He's like, it's okay. Turn it off and then go back and then turn it on. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. And then it became a habit in me. And now whenever I go anywhere, you know, I will sometimes leave the office and then sometimes some of my colleagues will be there. I'll just turn off the AC as I go. They're like, we're still here. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry, I forgot. Yeah. So, you know, once it becomes a habit, it's definitely 100%. It becomes an achieved goal. Mm-hmm. So, and hopefully, and, you know, people have to remember, in this part of the world, people did not really damage the environment at all because they were taking only what they need. Our parents, our forefathers, the ancestors, they used to only take what they need and they leave everything as it is. Today, we consume a lot because we feel like we want to achieve so many things at the same time, and we link luxury things with, you know, consumption of these energies in different formats, you know, lights or AC and so on. Plus, you know, I think because we can, therefore we become so creative with the way how we build things and how we light them up and so on and so on.
That's right. When you said because we can, but also because we don't see the negative consequences
absolutely,
of our actions
absolutely.
Quickly. So we don't, you know, it's more long term, isn't it, that
absolutely.
We see the negative consequences.
That's right. And I think, you know, it's what your priorities are, and in building the nation was to build the infrastructure of the cities, so you have the high rise, you have the roads, the metro, all of this happening in a relatively short space of time. And then suddenly it's like, hang on though, what about the impact we're making here on the environment? And it seems like that's come secondary, which is the same in all cultures. You know, people are prioritizing what is our need now and then looking at, oh, what damage have I done? And now we need to make up for that.
You know, kind of link me to the race for some reason. You know, when you train a race for such a thing, you know, great cup race and a world, you know, cup. You know, when you start as a jogi or as a trainer, you want the horse, first of all, to get used to the track and to start running, you know. But then at the same time, you have a strategy. So don't go too fast in the beginning. Go slowly, slowly. So if you link the horse race as the horse just, you know, starts the start line, it's like the country 40 years ago. It's only 40 years. We wanted to fly so quickly to catch up with everything in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So we kind of grow so quickly and we started developing so quickly. And doesn't mean that we wanted to ignore the environment, but we didn't really think about it that much. Today, after achieving so much in the country, you start seeing initiatives from government point of view, along with the organization, to take care of what's been, you know, happening recently with the environment. So it's like the horse now is actually slowing down
and catching up,
you know, slowly, slowly, not worrying. And then, because we know we can actually, if we want to build, we know that we can build. If we if we want to grow, we know how to develop and so on. So it's like almost the same thing, 40 years only, and I think what's been damaged or what's been already consumed in a negative way, hopefully, first of all, as a person living in this country, I feel like it's our responsibility to take a responsibility on this. But it's also, we don't want to be so negative. We want to say that there are great initiatives, green initiatives, and there is something that is taken so serious by the government to transform all of these things, making the country plastic free, making the country more aware of the environmental, you know, how to become eco-friendly. And these are all initiatives by the government, which means we are on the right track, but we've been building, developing for 40 years. Hopefully in the next, you know, 40 years, we are now more eco-friendly and trying to catch up with what's been, you know, missing.
Well, it took other countries a lot longer than 40 years, Ali, yeah, to realize the mistakes they've made, or to realize not even the mistakes, but what was happening to the planet and how everybody on the planet has to take some kind of responsibility. I will if you will.
Yeah.
So, Ali, to give up your three phones for 3 days, and we want Ali to do this. We want to really help raise awareness of the planet, and this is with WWF, the World Wildlife Fund. How can we do it? How can we log on and put our...
So, basically, everybody is welcome to go on YouTube, and simply they can easily put Ali Al-Saloom, and then they will see my challenge comes right away from there. There is a link that they actually click on, which is basically the Earth Hour website, and then it's basically linked with YouTube. So you just click, you register with your email, and you press on, you know, accept. There is actually a very direct website. I'll just maybe check it in a little bit and then find it out and say it to the people. But it's basically the Earth Hour website, the YouTube by putting Ali Al-Saloom, and then of course you can put I Will If You Will challenge, and you will find it. And it's actually, I actually keep tweeting because I have to tweet it all the time for people. So if you're following me on Twitter at AskKelly, I will be tweeting the direct link right away. Just click on it and then register on the email, and then you can accept. I mean, it would be nice that people honestly replace every single plastic bag with a green bag or an eco-friendly bag. But we're happy to trust them right away, at least by just participating and saying, you know, I care about this thing and I'm going to get involved. So they can just click on accept.
Mm-hmm. 4001, if you've got a question for Ali Al-Saloom, ask Ali this morning on Voices of Diversity 4001. And anyone that contributes to the show today will go into the draw and could be the winner of some tickets to see the Eagles playing on April the 12th at the Sevens Stadium. I'll be giving you more details on that concert and more in just a little while.